So he's a great quarterback, but you know, we just got to get prepared throughout the week.
How does he compare to guys that you've faced this year, like Steel Jantz or Tino Sinceri, Trey Lamb, guys who are mobile quarterbacks, but maybe it seems Persa's on a different level than them?
Percy, you know, he likes to get out the pocket a lot. You know, he finds a lot of receivers open. But, you know, other quarterbacks, like Steel Jantz, they did the same thing. You know, they scrambled out the pocket. So, Percy, he's like others, but, like, he is his own self, you know. So we got to prepare for him just like any other quarterback.
Fans seem to have this feeling that the Hawkeyes are snake bit by Northwestern, especially after the way that some of the games have gone the last few years. What do you attribute just the fact that you guys haven't seemed to have been able to get over that hump against the Wildcats?
It's a new year, you know. Different things happen. It's football, you know. Anything can happen. Yes, they had our card the previous years, but it's a new year, you know. Things can happen in football, and we're just looking forward to that happening.
What makes the preparation for a guy like Dan Persa difficult?
Just finding a quarterback that can scramble just like him, make the same decision that he like to make, because you know, you never know what you're going to get with Dan Persa. You know, he can hurt you in the air, he can hurt you on the ground or anything. So
you get the sense that he's become a more effective passer now, because I know the last time they played you here and he came in, he seemed to hurt you more with the running game, and then last year it was with the arm, especially late.
Like I said, you never know what you're going to get, so you just got to make sure you stay disciplined and focused, you know, keep him contained, stay in coverage, and just make sure you stay focused and keep going with the play until the whistle is blown. So.
Christian, what would you summarize this year, since we're approaching the first half of the season, your first half of the season play?
I think we had a lot of challenges already, but we're improving as a team. I feel that we're young right now. I'm young myself right now, and I still have a lot to learn. So this first half of the season was a good learning experience. I got my feet wet, you know, actually playing on the defense or whatever. I feel as a defense, we know what we need to work on. We know what we need to improve on. So I believe this second half of the season is going to be a good outcome.